When American forces attacked Iraq as part of a coalition during the Gulf War, they enjoyed wide support from governments in the region. Today, that support was noticeably absent. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country stood with the U.S., but key Arab states that are considered American allies remained silent. NPR's Suni Khalid reports from Cairo.
Today's U.S. attack on Iraq was widely condemned by leaders within the region.
This is a very regrettable action, and we consider it very much unjustified.
That was Esmat Abdel-Magid, the Secretary General of the 22-member Arab League. Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, had this to say.
What aggression is Iraq carrying out today? What aggression? The Iraqi army entered one of its own towns.
And here's a comment from Jordan's information minister, Marwan Muasher.
Jordan stresses that its territory has never and will never serve as a base for any attack directed against any Arab country or people.
Of Washington's Persian Gulf War allies, only Kuwait and Turkey supported the attack on Iraq. Tansu Chiller, Turkey's foreign minister, offered this statement today.
We have never supported Saddam's aggression, and we will not be supporting it at any time. We have always made that very clear.
Other countries, such as Egypt, condemned the attack, claiming that the U.S. had violated international law, specifically Iraq's sovereignty. Baghdad's rival, Syria, said the attack had increased the suffering of the Iraqi people. Even Jordan, which has recently allied itself with Washington, expressed its concern and called for restraint. Saudi Arabia and other Persian Gulf states have so far issued no public comments. Rami Khoury, a Jordanian newspaper columnist, explains why.
The reason that the Saudis and the Jordanians have taken their positions is that, like most of the regimes and the governments in the region, they feel increasingly awkward and unsatisfied by many of the contradictions in their close relationship with the United States, where the closer you get to the United States and the more the United States keeps attacking Arab countries militarily with apparently no political impact in terms of changing the behavior of those Arab countries, the more that the Arab people get angry and the more pressure there is domestically on the Arab regimes. It's a very simple equation.
Many of these states are worried that today's attack could further destabilize Iraq and the region. American officials are downplaying the intensity of the negative public reaction. They say that many Arab governments support the action against Iraq privately, and they argue that those that don't, who are involved in the peace process, have no alternative but to deal with Washington. Saad Din Ibrahim, the director of the Ibn Khaldun Center, a Cairo think tank, said the impact from the attack could be felt by American citizens and U.S. interests in the region.
It creates the atmosphere that makes it possible for retaliating against U.S. interests, against U.S. citizens. You must have, you know, heard of what's happening in Saudi Arabia. And it could, the same thing could happen elsewhere.
With public anger likely to remain high for weeks, many worry that U.S. interests in the region may be increasingly vulnerable to new acts of violence. Since the recent car bombings in Saudi Arabia, Americans in the region have been put on alert, and today's attack is likely to increase anxiety among Americans living throughout the Middle East. I'm Suni Khalid in Cairo.